Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, J.C. Hartman. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Nottebardt. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Nottebardt. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Dillard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy Aaron. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. And now, play ball. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spangler scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Nottebardt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a line drive towards third. Matthews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis takes first base on ball four. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis moves to second. Jim Campbell pinch runs for John Bateman. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Campbell now catching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre takes first base on ball four. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Staub reaches second base with a double. Spangler moves to third. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 1 in the game. Goss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nate Bart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lillis hits a pop-up towards third. Matthew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Nottebart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebart is 0 for 1 in the game. Nottebart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aaron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aaron scoops it up and throws to first, with Burdette covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple juggles the ball. That's an error on Temple. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard bunts towards the mound. Nate Bart fields it and throws to first for the out. Torre moves to second. One out. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warwick throws the ball into Hartman, who tags Aaron trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Torre scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Astros, 1, Braves, 1. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves 1. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 2 in the game. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Burdette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdette is 0 for 1 in the game. Burdette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nate Bart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Nottebardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards short. Hartman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Dillard reaches second base with a double. Torre moves to third. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss, who is chasing the ball. Aaron reaches third base with a triple. Torre scores. Dillard scores. It's 3-1, Braves. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aaron tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Braves. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spangler hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Astros 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Nottebardt covering, for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 3 in the game. Goss hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 4, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.